AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump signed a bill extending a program that lets some veterans get medical care in the private sector.
We've made a lot of strides for the veterans. These are like the most incredible people we have in our country as far as I'm concerned, and they have not been taken care of properly.
The CHOICE program was put in place after a 2014 scandal over long wait times for vets at VA medical centers in Phoenix. Also at the White House, Press Secretary Sean Spicer says a runoff in a congressional race in Georgia is a victory for Republicans, a loss for Democrats. Democrat John Ossoff got the most votes, but not enough for an outright victory.
And they said, we want to win Tuesday night with over 50%. They came up short of their goal. They put all the money that they had in there. They put all their firepower, and they came up short. So it's a loss.
Ossoff faces Republican Karen Handel in June in Georgia. Family and friends of those killed in the Oklahoma City bombing placed wreaths, photos, and balloons on the metal chairs that memorialized the 168 people who died in the 1995 attack. Aaron Hernandez's lawyer says he intends to conduct his own investigation into the NFL star's hanging death. Jose Baez says he was shocked and surprised when he was told that former New England Patriots tight end was found hanging from a bedsheet in his prison cell. Hernandez was recently acquitted of killing two men. He was serving a life sentence for the death of another man in Massachusetts. Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says he won't run for re-election or for any other office in 2018. In what scientists call a clear sign of a warming world, Earth's temperatures in March were the most above normal on record without El Niño spiking the temperatures. Wall Street stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down about 50 points. This is AP Radio News. The biggest airline in the Middle East will fly fewer flights to the U.S., in part because of President Trump's travel ban.
Emirates, the airline based in Dubai, says it made this decision because there's less of a demand for flights to the U.S. It mentions tougher U.S. security measures and efforts by the Trump administration to ban travelers from some mostly Muslim nations. Emirates will now fly to Boston, Los Angeles, and Seattle only once a day, as opposed to twice. And everyday flights to Fort Lauderdale and Orlando will now take off only five times a week. I'm Rita Foley.
Four stores in Nebraska that sell millions of cans of beer each year near an Indian reservation in South Dakota lost their liquor licenses. There have been complaints the area lacks adequate law enforcement. The stores have operated for decades. Despite criticism, they fuel alcohol-related problems among members of the Oglala Lakota tribe. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.